I always love talking to Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. I get yelled at by people. Oh, you're not rough enough on her. Well, I won't be because we're lifelong friends. She's like my second little sister. And we can disagree without being disagreeable. I've learned that art a long time ago. And I will continue to practice that art when I invite someone to be on my show. So if you're expecting me to be yelling at Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, I'm going to let you down again. Congresswoman, always a pleasure. How are you doing? I hope you are healthy and wealthy and wise.
Well, good morning, Paul W. It is great to talk to you. I had my last jaw surgery last Friday, so I do sound a little weird. I can't open my jaw, but I want everyone to know I'm still very capable of making noise when I need to.
I was going to say, yeah, nothing's going to keep you from making noise and being heard. I got to tell you the truth, though, and I try to be always honest. When I saw you on television with the president signing whatever the heck he was signing, it doesn't matter. He just signs things all the time and hands the pins out. God bless him. I know I'm just kidding about it doesn't matter. He's got the chips thing. He's got a lot of stuff going on. But I saw you standing right there, and I saw your mask on your wrist, and I thought, Debbie has got to be going crazy. Now, why do I say that, Congresswoman Dingell? Because the president couldn't stop coughing into his hand. Then he pulls out a hanky or Kleenex and starts wiping his nose. And then he sticks out his hand and starts shaking hands with everybody. And I can't imagine what you were thinking at that point, knowing you the way I know you.
Well, you know, I did wear, you'll see pictures I just posted yesterday. I was at the White House again yesterday, and quite frankly, Paul W., I cried. The Veterans PAC bill is something that should never have been political, ever. And we can disagree with each other and be civil, but we should never have played games with the health of our veterans. One of the veterans from Michigan that I've worked with for a long time, who quite frankly broke down in my arms and cried several years ago, said to me, and he was on oxygen yesterday, part of the story, but I never took my mask off. That's where I'm going. I didn't. We were inside, not outside, and I refused to take my mask off. But he looked at me yesterday, and he said, finally, if I die, my wife and children will be okay. I can die at peace.
God.
Yeah, I cried. I cried right there. I was so happy, one, that he was there to celebrate this moment. But there are things that should never, ever, ever be political. And that was one of them. And it was just, they were two very different moments. Yes, I wasn't happy. I was the only, Mike Duggan was at the White House on Tuesday. And he goes, you know, I think you're the last one standing that hasn't had COVID. And I don't want that to be a curse. So.
Yeah, we spoke with Mayor Duggan. He said, other than the coughing and such, that the president, he thought, looked good. I mean, let's face it, when you have, he's had a couple of good weeks, and you know, people tend to look good when things are going well, and things are going well. And by the way, I should say, you have a guest column in today's Detroit News under the headline, Inflation Bill Would Boost EV Outlook. You probably could not hear this, but earlier we had Jim Farley on talking about the big deal between Jerry Norcia and Jim Farley and Ford Motor Company to cut carbon emissions. They just made the largest ever renewable energy purchase through a utility in all of the United States. They have purchased additional solar capacity from DTE's My Green Power program. And, you know, if it's good enough for Ford, it's going to be good enough for other companies that are going to step up and do the same thing. And in line with what you were writing about in today's Detroit News, the EV outlook. And the EV outlook is very positive for Ford Motor Company at this point. So I don't know if you heard him earlier, but I wanted to point that out to you. There's a couple of other quick things. How are you doing with the rain? I understand you had like 4 inches of rain in 2 hours in Washington, D.C.
Oh, the streets are flooded, but I'm staying with friends because, I mean, I know nobody would really fit. The instructions from the doctor were to do nothing and not speak for a week. Everybody should have put you know, significant money and my ability to ever do that. But we all knew it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
but I was with friends up in a hill, and I am smart enough to stay with somebody post-surgery and not be by myself.
Good.
People have been, you know, it's had damages, but we have rains in Michigan. I was monitoring that because I still represent Dearborn, and they get really hit by these waters. And, you know, these rains are a result of global climate change. Nobody can deny that. And we've got to make our sewer systems and our water systems more resilient. It's really real. So it's one of the things that I'm very, very, very focused on and I'm proud of in the infrastructure bill. The water provisions are provisions I introduced.
Well, I'm glad that you're also paying close attention because our water supply is so very important. I don't even want to go down that road. There's wars will be fought over our clean water. That's down the road. But that an employee at a plant, at a Wixom automotive supplier, Tribar Manufacturing, could actually override the waste treatment alarms 460 times late last month, allowing a toxic spill into the Huron River in Oakland County. I am glad you're all over that.
I am so angry. And look, I think it's time for the people in Michigan to wake up. Do you really like this? I mean, this is like unacceptable. We have to go after Tribar. And the fact of the matter is, the state of Michigan doesn't have laws that are strong enough to hold them accountable on many fronts. You know, we can't already eat fish in the Huron River because of the release of PFAS 4 years ago. I still remember this man in his 70s and such a good man. And he got up at a town hall and he looked at me and he said, I eat that fish. When am I going to be allowed to eat that fish again? I didn't have the heart to say to them, probably not for the rest of your life. That's Tribar, and they've done it again. And EPA has more authority. We have to make sure that people think it's first. The good news is it does not appear to be traveling as fast, and it does appear to be being contained to some extent, but we need these no-contact orders. I'm very worried about it not traveling down the Huron River to Ann Arbor's drinking supply. Brian Stiglich, the director of Ann Arbor Water, doing everything that he can. But this is serious. I'd like to use a word I can't use on the radio. But we got to hold these people accountable. And people in Michigan should say to their legislators, get stronger legislation. I'm on it at the EPA level.
I know you are. Quickly, former Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine, Michael Murray from Hillsdale College, thanking you. He has asthma from his time around burn pits in Iraq in 2006. So he really thanks you for what you've been doing, Congresswoman. Got to run. God bless you. Feel better.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.